Release your resistance. Once you've chosen an intention statement, and before we get into activating and amplifying that intention, it's important to clear your resistance to it. Otherwise, it would be like driving with the parking brake on. The car may still move, but you can feel that something is slowing you down. But what resistance could I possibly have to being wealthy, you may ask? Well, lots. Maybe you think rich people are shallow jerks and that you'd therefore become one or have to hang out with them if you had more money. Maybe you feel a sense of solidarity with people who don't have enough money and you don't want to betray them. Maybe you secretly enjoy the thrill of scraping together enough money to pay your bills at the last minute. Maybe you believe there would be a lot of pressure associated with managing your wealth. Maybe you're attached to the story that life never gives you a break and you want to be right about that. All of these ideas are known as counterintentions. A counterintention is any intention, desire, or belief, whether conscious or hidden, that goes against or impedes your intention. And now it's time to let yours go. This three-part process will help you release resistance on numerous levels. We believe the second part of the process works best with the help of a partner, someone you feel super comfortable with. You could meet in person or connect over the phone, Skype, or FaceTime. Tell them it will probably take 20 minutes or less. You can explain the meaning of intentions and counterintentions to your friend and tell them how the process will go. Instruct them that their role is just to prompt you to state your intention and counterintentions. They're not there to process the counterintentions with you. It's okay if they want to offer a reassuring touch now and then or to remind you to let go of whatever's coming up, but it's most helpful for them to simply keep the process moving. Although you can do the process on your own, without a facilitator, it's easy to get sidetracked by analyzing your counterintentions. Having someone prompt you makes it easier to stay engaged with what's arising in the presence of this intention. If you don't have someone in your life who's available and qualified, you can do the process alone. You'll probably get the most out of these processes by doing them all in one session, and the three together will take about 30 to 60 minutes, but you're also welcome to do them one at a time. Part 1. Body-centered releasing. First, you'll release the resistance that arises in your body in connection with your intention statement. We see the body, emotions, and thoughts as one interconnected continuum. When you experience conflict or resistance around a thought, this conflict or resistance is also perceptible on an emotional level, as an unpleasant emotion, and on a physical level, usually as a subtle tension that you likely ignore. When releasing such an issue, we prefer to start on the physical level because it's simpler than using the mind to revise itself. In this exercise, you'll tune in to the physical experience of resistance that arises in connection with your intention statement so that you can release it. Begin by finding a quiet, comfortable spot where you won't be disturbed. Light a candle, set out a dish of water, or bring in some other natural object of beauty. Sit down. Take a few deep breaths. Relax your body from your head down to your feet. State an opening intention for the process. This could be something like, "My purpose in this ritual is to release any resistance, blockages, or counterintentions to my intention of," and state your intention. "I ask my highest self to allow me access to all the parts of my body and mind where I may be holding resistance against this intention, and I ask for these impediments to leave me with grace and ease." Now, if your eyes aren't already closed, close them now. This process is pretty simple. It consists of four steps that you will repeat over and over. The first step is to say your intention statement. The second step is to feel what comes up in your body. The third step is to welcome that feeling, to experience it as willingly as possible. The fourth step is to take a breath, inhaling and exhaling and letting the feeling go. I'll lead you through these steps a couple of times so you get the hang of it, and then you can pause the recording and continue this process as many times as you need to. Say your intention statement. Now, feel whatever comes up in your body in connection with that statement. Whatever you feel, there might be a tightness somewhere, a muscle clenching, irritability, jitteriness, anxiousness, a blocked feeling, or something else. Whatever it is, don't fight it. Just feel it as willingly as possible. Don't resist it. Relinquish any resistance to it. Imagine yourself softening in the presence of this feeling. Let the feeling open up. Let yourself experience whatever you feel with your whole being. And inhale and gather this feeling up. And as you exhale, let it go. You're not forcing it out. Instead, imagine that you're just opening yourself and allowing the feeling to leave. And again, say your intention statement. And feel what comes up in your body in connection with that statement. It may be very subtle, or it may be very pronounced. It may be like a tightness, a heaviness, a blocked feeling, an edginess, or something else. Really drop down into your body and feel whatever comes up as you hold this intention statement in your mind. And let yourself experience it as willingly as possible. Invite the feeling to be here and invite it to be felt with your whole being. Let go of any resistance to it. It's just a feeling. And inhale. And with a long exhale, let it go. Imagine again that you're simply opening and letting it leave. And again, say your intention statement. And notice whatever comes up in your body. Bring your awareness into your body while holding this intention statement in your consciousness and see what comes up. And whatever you feel there, don't fight it. Don't resist it. Experience it. Feel it fully. Let it spread over you. If it was compartmentalized to a small place before, imagine that you're opening it and letting it be felt with your whole self, so that you can have it and be done with it. And inhale. And as you exhale, let this feeling go. Now, you can repeat this process over and over as many times as you need until you begin to feel free. As you move through the process, you may feel sensations come or go or move from place to place in your body. If it's difficult to tune into what's happening in your body and figure out if it's changing, you may find this easier. After stating your intention, just take a breath and let it out and get a sense of how free, deep, and unrestricted that breath feels. As you repeat the intention and continue to breathe, notice when your breathing becomes easier and deeper, and continue the process until it feels totally unrestricted. Otherwise, you can just repeat the process until you feel peaceful and at ease in your body after making your intention statement. Part 2, clearing your counterintentions. This simple but powerful process is based on the teachings of our most influential mentor, Matt Garrigan. If you'll be assisted by a friend, now is the time to invite them in or call them. Try to remain in the meditative state you established in the first process. If you're working with a friend, they will prompt you with, "What is your intention?" Or if you're doing this alone, you'll ask yourself, "What is my intention?" Over time, you could just shorten this to intention. Then you'll state your intention and feel it as you say it. Believe it. For example, "I allow myself to earn $10,000 every month." Immediately, your friend will prompt you with, "What counterintention is coming up?" Or if you're doing this alone, you'll ask yourself, "What counterintention is coming up for me?" Eventually, you can just shorten this to counterintention. Then voice whatever comes up in opposition to your intention. It may be a clear idea, such as, "I don't want my friends to think I'm different." It might be a protest, such as, "How is that going to happen?" It might feel like a complaint from your inner child. Bring it to the surface and amplify it. You may feel like voicing it in the way that you're experiencing it, as a whine or a shout or with tears. You might just yell, "I don't want to be poor, but it's too hard to change my life." You might just come up with some sound like blah. The counterintention might take the form of discomfort or sabotage, like, "I hate this," or "This is ridiculous." Whatever comes up, let it out and let it go. Your friend is there only to prompt you, not to discuss what comes up or validate your counterintentions. Then, you go back to the beginning with the prompt to state your intention and the prompt to state the next counterintention that arises. The process moves fairly quickly and it should feel spontaneous. Each round will usually take about 10 to 30 seconds, and you may do this 50 times or more before you feel like nothing more is coming out. There are no more protests or excuses or other expressions of counterintention. We've used this process for over 15 years and have often been amazed by the results. When you give words to and release everything within you that is obstructing your own success, you can embody your intention in a powerful, unconflicted way, and this enables you to more easily make it a reality. A single session done to the point of feeling complete and clear is often enough for a clean launch of an intention. However, if you feel that some of your counterintentions were especially reluctant to go, you may benefit from repeating the process. You could do a complete session every day until these persistent counterintentions stop coming up. Alternatively, you could prompt yourself through a handful of rounds a few times throughout each day. For especially stubborn counterintention statements, write them down and spend some time doing body-centered releasing with each statement, as we went over in part one. So instead of repeating your intention statement, you'll be repeating the stubborn counterintention statement and feeling what comes up in your body and welcoming it completely and taking a breath and letting it go over and over until it feels clean. Part 3. Relinquishing your resistance to failure. The last step is to get okay with the idea of not achieving your intention. If you strongly desire something, you're often strongly opposed to or fearful of the alternative. If you strongly desire more money, you're often strongly opposed to being poor. If you strongly desire a relationship, you're often strongly opposed to being alone. If you strongly desire being thin, you're often strongly opposed to being fat. Dropping the opposition isn't the same as asking to fail. The thing is, the fear of being poor isn't what makes someone rich, and the fear of being fat isn't what makes someone thin. Aversion may motivate us, but it doesn't produce healthy, lasting, sustainable change. Our opposition to the result we don't want keeps us in relationship with it. If all day we're thinking, "I hate being fat, I don't want to be fat, fat is ugly, if I eat this it might make me fat," we have a very strong relationship with the idea of fat. It's an obsession, and this acts as a counterintention to letting go of fat. This process is similar to part one, except that you'll be doing body-centered releasing around the idea of not achieving your intention. Close your eyes and say to yourself, "What if I don't achieve my intention?" You might also say, "My intention of," and then state your intention. And then feel what comes up in your body. Whatever you feel, such as a tightness somewhere, muscle clenching, irritability, jitteriness, a blocked feeling, or something else, don't fight it. Feel whatever arises as willingly as possible. Don't resist it. Just let it open up and spread over you and experience it with your whole being. And then inhale, and as you exhale, let it go. Imagine you're opening yourself and allowing this feeling to leave. Now go back to the beginning and repeat the process. Say to yourself, "What if I don't achieve my intention?" Or try any of the other what-ifs that come up around not achieving your intention, such as, if your intention is to make more money, you might try saying, "What if I end up poor and I lose my house?" And then feel what comes up in your body. And again, whatever you feel, don't fight it. Experience it willingly. Let it spread over you. Inhale, exhale, and let it go. Or you might say to yourself, "What if I can't pay my bills?" Or "What if I have to take a job I don't like?" Or any of the other feared or undesired outcomes. State the thing that you don't want to happen instead of achieving your intention, and then drop into your body and feel willingly whatever comes up and release it. At this point, you've probably cleared much, if not all, of your own resistance to achieving your intention. You should feel light and confident when you say your intention statement. To finish this process, make a closing statement and consider expressing gratitude for having released your internal obstacles. For example, "I am grateful to my highest self for the clarity to see my blockages and for the courage to release them. I hereby seal and stabilize this work, and intend that it serve the highest good of everyone involved." In the future, you can have multiple intentions working for you simultaneously. For now, however, focus on just this one intention to practice. In the following chapters, we'll teach you how to strengthen this intention, how to integrate it into your life, how to ensure that it serves your highest good, how to take meaningful action in support of it, and how to open yourself up to receive its fruits. As you experience success with the process, you'll gain clarity on which intentions are worth launching and how to do so with even greater efficiency, grace, and trust.